This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andrew Bowen in Bonn. Former Czech president and democracy activist Václav Havel has died at age 75. Havel was a dissident playwright under communist Czechoslovakia, but his works were banned after the Soviet crackdown on the Prague Spring in 1968. He co-authored the manifesto Charter 77, which called on communist countries to live up to their promises of human rights. As the Iron Curtain began to fall in 1989, he was elected president of Czechoslovakia and later oversaw the country's peaceful breakup into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. He was then elected president of the Czech Republic and served until his resignation for health reasons in 2003. European leaders have expressed their condolences and have hailed him as one of the greatest Europeans of our age. The last remaining American combat soldiers have left Iraq 9 years after the controversial invasion. A convoy of some 110 vehicles carried the remaining of 500 troops across the border into Kuwait on Sunday morning. Just 157 military trainers will stay behind at the U.S. Embassy. Many believe Iraq's domestic security force of 900,000 will be able to maintain order within the country, but the defense of its borders, airspace, and territorial waters is less certain. Nearly 4,500 American soldiers died in the war, while some 100,000 Iraqis are estimated to have been killed. Violence has continued to rock the Egyptian capital Cairo as protesters demand a quicker end to military rule. 10 people have been killed and at least 500 injured since the clashes broke out on Friday. Security forces arrested at least 164 people after demonstrators threw glass and stones at soldiers outside parliamentary and cabinet buildings. The violence has overshadowed a vote count in Egypt's staggered parliamentary elections, the country's first since the revolt that ended the 30-year rule of President Hosni Mubarak in February. The main opposition leader in the Democratic Republic of Congo has declared himself the winner of presidential elections, despite a ruling against him by the country's Supreme Court. Etienne Tshisekedi told a press conference in Kinshasa on Sunday that incumbent President Joseph Kabila's government is dismissed and that he would take the oath of office this Friday. The Congolese Supreme Court ruled Friday that Kabila won the elections with 49% of the vote to Tshisekedi's 32%. International observers say the elections on December 9th were seriously flawed, citing problems in the vote count and the loss of huge numbers of ballots. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. A storm in the southern Philippines has killed more than 650 people and left more than 900 others missing. Entire villages have been swept away by floodwaters that rose after the storm hit late on Friday. Most of the dead were asleep when the flash floods gushed over mountain slopes carrying logs and uprooted trees. The death toll is expected to rise because many isolated villages have not yet been reached by overwhelmed emergency services. German President Christian Wolff has published a list of information on personal vacations amid a scandal surrounding a private home loan he received 3 years ago. Wolff's lawyer said he was making public the dates of vacations and names of travel companions in the interest of transparency. Opposition leaders are intensifying their criticism of Wolff. They say the private loan of 500,000 euros from a wealthy businessman's wife may have created a conflict of interest. Wolff also did not mention the loan when questioned about his ties to the businessman last year. Wolff has admitted not mentioning the loan was a mistake, but says he will not resign. Israel has released 550 Palestinian prisoners in the second phase of a swap in exchange for Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. The release completes the deal between Israel and the Islamist movement Hamas, which held Shalit since his capture in Gaza in 2006. Meanwhile, Israel's housing ministry announced plans to build more than 1,000 new homes in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority immediately condemned the move, saying it undermines efforts to establish peace. And in German football, Kaiserslautern played to a 1-1 draw with visitors Hannover 96 on Sunday evening, while Borussia Mönchengladbach beat out Mainz 1-0. Bayern Munich remain on top after a 3-0 victory over Cologne on Friday. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andrew Bowen, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.